Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and I am back with Chris for a super special Christmas episode, maybe one of my favorites, Chris, where we get to talk about gifts and gift ideas for our teenagers.
You always love this episode.
I do. Mm-hmm. I like presents. I don't know. Who doesn't?
Does this like give you the excuse as you prep to kind of online shop without online shopping, like seeing what's out there?
A little bit. Well, because my kids are too little for a lot of this stuff, but it's fun to see like what is popular for teenagers or what, I don't know, other people give. And you're right. I'm not really tempted to buy it. Maybe some of them for me, but I'm not going to buy them for my family. So that helps too.
Are you the gift giver of the family?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. I don't know. Josh gives good gifts, but I love to online shop. It's a problem sometimes. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I like to think of gift ideas. I get all the gifts for our family except for me, basically. Mm-hmm. So
sounds about like my house too, for sure. And I've gotten to where, yeah, I don't feel like I give good feedback because, you know, my wife or, you know, other people in my life will ask about, you know, what do you think about this versus this? I'm like, I don't know. It's not that great. It's not my gift. My gift is not gifts for sure. But I admire those who think about that and are able to know what really would make someone's day or be, you know, a special gift to someone. So I feel like this list that you come up with is super important for that.
Yeah. And I love people too. Like my mom is really good about this. Like she writes down, I think I talked about this last year, but she will write down like throughout the year, if I casually mention, oh, I need one of those, or I've been looking at that, she will like write it down and remember. And so there'll be things at Christmas that I'll get, even if it's small, I'm like, how did she remember that? Mm-hmm. And it just always makes you feel super special. So Absolutely. Yeah, there are just some people who are really good at giving gifts. But Chris, I have a question. When you were a teenager, did you give gifts or did you pretty much just receive?
I think I just received. I don't recall being particularly, I don't remember giving gifts necessarily.
I don't either. But the more I think about it, I don't know. There's just something to, like if you're sitting around a room and everyone's opening presents, even though it's fun, but you had zero part in any of the giving. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That kind of feels sad to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's kind of as we get into this conversation, it is as a helper, as a parent, as someone who, you know, our audience works with, loves teenagers. And part of that is helping teenagers think and consider possibilities outside of themselves. And one of those would be, do you give of yourself or give of your, you know, your limited resources, whatever that is. I mean, you know, have you given a gift to a friend? You know, what does that look like? And that's, you know, this time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, it is over commercialized. There's no doubt. I mean, we're trying to spend as much money as we can, right? But just to be able to focus in on the importance of giving of yourself, giving us something, looking beyond yourself. And the teenage years are really hard with that because so much is inward focused and trying to figure yourself out and all that kind of stuff. But there's so much value for a teenager to look beyond themselves and to know that it is more than about them. And I think maybe as a helper, as a parent, having that conversation of, hey, who have you given a gift to, or who are you planning on giving to this year? Even if it's one person, because you're right. When you asked me that, like, I don't remember ever giving gifts as a teenager. That was not in my wheelhouse.
When I think the problem for a lot of teens is giving gifts can get expensive. If you have a big family or you have a lot of friends, and sometimes it's that like snowball of, if I give it to this person, then I also have to get gifts for these five people. But you're right. Maybe if it's just, hey, think of one, or it doesn't even have to cost money. What can you make that you could give someone else? If you have a teenager who is really good at drawing, like that's something that could be really cool. Or give a couple coupons of like, hey, I'll clean your room up one Saturday when you present this to me. And you could give that to a sibling, and that costs you no money. It just costs you some time. But the thought of like, hey, I put thought into this and it's something that I'm going to do for you could also mean a lot to your family. And so, I don't know, I would tell you to challenge your teenagers to think that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you're right. Like when we first got married, I remember thinking like, oh my goodness, my Christmas budget has to be huge by the time I get gifts for everyone. And so don't put that financial stress on your teen. Or if as a parent, you're in the position to say, you know what, I'm going to give my kids some money so that they can go find gifts for their siblings. Mm-hmm. I don't know, even the fact that they thought about it, or maybe even just include them of like, hey, I'm getting a gift for dad. What do you think we should get him this year? Will you help me pick it out?
Right.
And just include them in on that process. There are just some small things that you can do so teenagers feel like they're part of it more than just they sit on Christmas morning and they get to receive gifts.
Absolutely.
Because you are listening to this podcast, we can assume a couple of things. One, that you have great taste. And two, that you care about teenagers. That is why we are so excited to introduce you to our sponsor, Lubbock Christian University. Whether you or your teen are interested in furthering your education in youth ministry, LCU is the perfect place to start. Contact our friend David Fraze to find out more about LCU and life in ministry to young people at david.fraze@lcu.edu. And don't forget, go Chaps!
So Chris, let's get into some of these gift ideas. And I'm doing it a little different than I did last year, just because I was kind of not worried, but I didn't want to do the same thing again. So I have a list for girls, a list for guys, and then I also put together a list of some more experiential things if kind of giving the physical gift isn't your deal, because I know some people don't like doing that. And I will post all these links. I'm planning to put together a really cool graphic. We'll see what it looks like.
All right. Looking forward to that.
But yes, so you can see what we're talking about, because we might describe it and you might go, I have no idea what that is.
Well, I will tell you, Carly, as I look through this list, this feels very teen term kind of podcast where I'm like, going to be the clueless. Explain this to me. So,
okay. I love that. Buckle up. Okay. So the first one for girls is Carhartt beanies are really in right now.
I've seen that, yeah.
Which is very interesting to me. I don't know if you've ever heard anything by like John Crist, mm-hmm. but he does this whole deal on, this is a tangent, but he does this whole deal on you're not supposed to wear Carhartt unless you like actually have like a manual labor job. Like, and so he'll like post pictures of videos of all these like girls in their high heels and their Carhartt beanies. And he's like, no, fail. You can't wear that. Like, you haven't earned the Carhartt logo.
Yeah, the brand definitely is associated with work, for sure.
Yes. Like the overalls and the like big flannel shirts and mm-hmm. all that. But Carhartt beanies, the brand and the look are really in for girls right now. So that could be one to look in for your girl. Another obvious one is makeup. Especially if you have an older teenager. I mean, I'll post some links for you, but makeup brushes, like the really nice makeup that they might not be able to afford themselves. You can get different palettes that will cover their whole face. Mm-hmm. And so that could be something that you could look into your daughter or a teen girl in your life. And that one typically is pretty safe. Slippers. Mm. are also in, especially like the UGG slippers. So those like suede sheepskin, what? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Anyways, but like UGGs are still in, but not the, when I was in high school, it was like the tall UGGs. And those are not, those are not cool anymore. But the like slippers, very short, are in.
And I feel like the slipper is always a pretty handy Christmas gift item. Like you can always, mm-hmm. you can never go wrong with a good slipper.
Well, and if you get a slipper like an UGG, that's a nice boot. They can obviously wear it around the house, but they can wear it out too. Like it, I don't know, girls wear them with leggings a lot.
Gotcha.
Or joggers. The Stanley Cup, I can't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast.
No, I'm super confused.
Okay. Well, if you're watching on YouTube, I have one right here.
Oh.
They're humongous. They come in lots of different sizes, but the 40-ounce one is really in. Last year, I went on a hunt to find this, Chris, because they're sold out almost all the time. Like, they're so hard to find. They're not cheap. So this is why it's a gift. Like, the 40 ounce is like $40.
Oh, wow.
But people were selling them for $100 and people would buy it because you couldn't find anywhere else. And so,
are these like a Yeti replacement?
Yes. So they're big stainless steel cups, but they have a handle, which is really nice. But they're massive. They fit in cup holders. And so they have the cups, but they also have, which might be an option for especially a boy, they have, I'll have to look up what they're called, but it's a similar design, but it has like a handle on top. So it's more of a water bottle. So it won't spill. The Stanley Quencher has a straw. So you couldn't like throw that in a backpack.
Gotcha.
But they make them like that. But if your child wants one for on the go, they make them where it's more like a water bottle, but they keep stuff cold for forever. They're really nice quality. And so that could be an option.
Nice.
Now, when it comes to girls, a beach waver is in right now. You probably don't know what this is, Chris. But I feel like that, think like old timey crimping, but they're bigger barrels. And so it just gives wave to your hair, but they're humongous. Like, it'll have like three barrels and you clamp it on your hair, then you move it down and clamp it on your hair again. But those are really in for girls right now. It's an easy hairstyle, different than like a wand or a curling iron. So a beach waver, a nail kit. I know lots of girls that nail salons are expensive and they can be, especially if you're a teenager on a budget, but you can get the little UV lights and you can get them like the gel polish and then they can do it all at home. You can also buy like, I'm probably saying a lot of words that Chris has no idea what I'm saying, but like the dip nails, that's more of the powder. They can also do that at home. So you can find kits now. And it has everything that you need and they're not super expensive. You can even find them on Amazon. So that could be an idea. Or press-on nails or like sticker nails, stuff like that. Another more beauty one, hair clips are in, like the claw clips.
Yeah.
That might have even been on there last year, but those are still really cool. They make different shapes. And that's an easy stocking stuffer if it's not very expensive and you can throw a lot in there. Now, this one makes me laugh, Chris. And I even have a couple, but fanny packs.
Are these still in?
Yes. But not, they don't wear them like you might think of when you think of fanny pack, like around your waist. Most of the time they get them with longer like belts. And they'll wear them like across their shoulder, like a shoulder bag.
Oh, okay.
And so I've seen Sherpa ones that are in, different colors are in. You can find huge ones. Stony Clover is a brand that it is not cheap, but they have bright colors and then they put like initials or words on them. And I've seen girls have those. So lots of ideas for fanny packs. You can also find a lot of really good dupes on Amazon. So like I know Lululemon has one that's popular, but you can find one that looks almost exactly like it for half the price on Amazon.
Gotcha.
Birkenstocks. I feel like I talked about this in the fall fashion episode.
Yeah.
But those like covered clogs are in right now for girls. And so that could be an option. I'm bringing that back around. I mentioned it in the fall, but that could be an option if your daughter doesn't have one. And then finally, I'm going to say a jewelry holder. So if your teenager has a lot of jewelry, you can find some that look really pretty that could sit on her dresser and it just keeps everything organized and where she always knows where it is.
Love it.
Now, hopefully, Chris, you might be a little more helpful on my guy side.
I wasn't helpful for the girl side.
No offense to you, but like, I don't know if you have a lot to say about makeup.
I don't. I've got an almost 7-year-old daughter, so we'll fast forward a few years and I'll be all in on this.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, have you heard of, for guys, the dribble up ball?
I haven't. I saw this listed. I was curious.
Okay. So maybe this just might be my Instagram ads. I get ads for this all the time, but they have soccer balls and basketballs, and then they might have a boxing option, but it comes with an app. I think you have to pay a monthly fee, but like for basketball, it would give you drills. And it has some sort of sensor in it. So you would dribble. It keeps track of like how much you're dribbling, the speed, stuff like that. So it gives like if you have a teenager who loves sports, or like I said, soccer, it'll give them drills and things to do with the ball, mm-hmm. and it will track it and kind of give feedback, I think, is the thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a great one that they can practice on their own and you're not having to sit there, but they get more than just like, hey, go bounce a ball in the backyard.
Yeah, I think I have seen that, and that makes a lot of sense. You're giving that feedback and challenging. I'm sure there's games that are involved with it, that kind of stuff,
yes.
that they can do with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, obviously, an Xbox or PS5, I'm bad about this, I will say.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah,
sure what the newest one is.
And a lot of it's on availability with that around holidays, too, if you yes. can if you can find those. I know a lot of times, like, the lesser versions are easier to find, which, honestly, are cheaper and kind of pack the same punch. And so mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with going with the cheaper option on those, especially if you can't find the more expensive ones. But I know with COVID, they really got backed up.
Yeah. But along with that, if your teenager already has a gaming system, look at their gaming system, find out what game they want. Or if they have an Xbox, maybe it's an Xbox Live subscription mm-hmm. for the year, stuff like that. There's lots of things that you can do, a new controller, a new headset mm-hmm. that go along with their gaming. Another one I put on here, Chris, is a sports jersey.
Yeah, those are like my boys have really gotten into those this year. And you know, your officially licensed ones are still pretty expensive, mm-hmm. But there are ways to find those that aren't. If your team doesn't necessarily care about that side of it, but this can be a pricier option, but they will wear them out for sure.
Yeah. So find their favorite player, their favorite sport. If you like going to sporting events, get them something for that team. I know Josh has found, I think he has a couple official Luka jerseys, but I also know he's found some probably from China that were mm-hmm. way less money. They just took a while to come in. So get mm-hmm. to ordering. mm-hmm. Now, headphones, AirPods are still in, but so are like the Beats or the headphones that come over your ears. Mm-hmm. A really nice quality headphone.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many good options on those too for really any budget. Mm-hmm. Now you can really find what you want. It might not have the same battery life, but even the knockoffs are pretty good now.
Yeah, especially if you have a teenager who has trouble keeping up with stuff.
Yes.
AirPods mm-hmm. are very little and they're expensive. And so if you're not sure if they can keep up with them, be like, hey, let's start with this off-brand first. And if you mm-hmm. can keep up with them for a year, next Christmas we'll talk.
Absolutely.
Now, this one is pricier, but virtual reality stuff is still really in.
Mm-hmm.
And so virtual reality headset is something that we had, I'll link it, but we talked about this in another episode. So this might be one that you would want to give an older teenager, maybe not a younger teenager, but there are some really cool things that they can do. And because it's virtual reality, it gets them up and moving, unlike just video games where they would sit in one spot.
And actually, we're looking at this for our family. I mean, they are actually getting more reasonably priced than they used to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, really kind of in the Xbox range. So if you're wanting to do something, you know, like an alternative to full gaming system, you can kind of get into one of these about the same price point. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Now, this is one that I saw other people posting about and I hadn't heard of before, but it's called a Tozy Disc. Have you heard of this, Chris?
No, I have not heard of this.
So I think they're like rechargeable. They have like light sensors. You throw them like a Frisbee. And I think there's like a boomerang option too.
Okay.
But they're these discs that you can play at night because they light up, or you can play with in different ways because it's not just your normal Frisbee. And so that could be a good option if you have a teenager mm-hmm. who likes that kind of thing too. Now, cloud slides, I feel like I did talk about this last year on the gift guide, and they're still really cool. I still see teenagers wearing them all the time, but they're mm-hmm. those big, puffy shoes, like mm-hmm. slides. Mm-hmm. But guys will wear them with socks. If they're playing basketball, for example, when they take their basketball shoes off, this is what most of the guys are putting on.
Right.
You can get them in a ton of different colors, and you can find them on Amazon, honestly, for not that very much. So that's an option.
Oh, yeah.
Joggers are another one, Chris.
Wrong with a good jogger. Yep.
Never. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are so many more options now, too, of not just sweatpant joggers, but of like nicer jogger jeans or khaki joggers. Like if your teenager needs some nicer pants, but they don't like wearing, I don't know, thinking like your Dockers, mm-hmm. you can find them stuff that feels soft and fits like a jogger, but it can look nicer too. I've said a lot of video game things, and maybe that's an unfair assumption on me of boys, but...
It's not.
of teenage boys, but a gamer chair is another popular thing. Mm-hmm. If they like to play video games, getting them a nice chair, it might encourage them to sit longer, but it also could help their back. So
absolutely.
Win-win. And then finally, and Chris, we've talked about doing a full episode on this, so be looking for this one maybe next year. But Nike shoes are always a good bet.
Mm-hmm. So many good options and so many different styles. And yeah, and then I really do, you know, just based upon some groups I've done lately and some schools, just the whole conversation around shoes is, you know, it was big when I was a kid and it's even bigger now. And there's so many different gradients and variables and customize. I mean, you can do all kinds of stuff now with shoes, but it's a big thing for a teenage boy.
Now, for gifts of experience, I have a couple ideas. The first one might not be realistic, but it's also worth mentioning because it's trending right now, which is Taylor Swift tickets. She's doing her Eras tour. And if you've been on social media at all or have a teenager who loves Taylor Swift, you've probably heard about the debacle with Ticketmaster, which is that people cannot get tickets.
Yeah, and they basically crashed the site.
Yes, and it's been this huge deal. So if you could score your teenager tickets, you would probably be the hero.
Oh, yeah.
But also tickets to see their favorite sports team. Or if they like music, take them to another concert. Or take them to go see, like, especially at Christmas time, there are a lot of really cool, like, orchestras and stuff that are happening. So this could be a fun one to go do.
And if you live in a bigger city, too, or even close to a big city, a lot of times, if there's a sport that they like, there are generally options that aren't at the pro level that you can go, you know, go see minor league games or go see D League games or, you know, there are other ways to take in sports that aren't necessarily, you know, costing you like a Cowboys ticket or something like that.
Right.
And so there's some really creative ways you can do that and get them to the sport that they love.
Also say if they love something, if they're trying to pick up a new instrument or just get better at it, maybe guitar or piano lessons, investing in what they love. That can go a lot of different ways. Voice lessons. You could probably think of a lot of things that could get them help. And there, I feel like, are a lot of online options for that too.
Yeah, a lot of great options for that kind of stuff, for sure.
Yeah. And then along with music, maybe a Spotify subscription. Maybe you get one for your family or Apple Music, if that's what you enjoy. But something where your teenager can listen to music, where you just pay it monthly, and that's a subscription that you do. I also love the idea, Chris, and I feel like your family does a really good job of this, but of whether it's a small road trip or just a trip where we're going to go do something as a family, but also doing stuff that the kids would love. I know your family loves to go to different baseball stadiums, but maybe it's something like that, finding a cheap ticket or just being like, hey, there's this restaurant that I think you'd really love and it's 3 hours away and we're going to take an afternoon and we're going to drive and take as many stops as you want along the way. We'll stop at Bucky's. I don't know. You could just do something fun that would make them feel loved and have a lot of quality time together.
Yeah. And even if it's not something that we have found as a family that we've really loved is just, we'll go on a trip with an agenda, but just build in time to wander around and see what you see. And a lot of times that's free. Once you get to that place, you can just go see what does the city have to offer? Ask people around, what should we check out? That kind of stuff. It's such a great way of doing things and it allows you to connect as a family and maybe find some interest that maybe your teenager didn't think they knew they even had.
And you can also do that in your own city. Take a look at your city through a tourist eyes and be like, hey, we've never actually been here. Let's go and do all the touristy things and see all the sights and walk instead of driving and see what we see.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then finally, especially maybe if you're a girls, do a spa day. You could do that together. You could get them a gift card. Or if you just say like, hey, we're going to stay home today. I'm going to paint your nails. And you could make it cheap, but spend time together and make it fun as well. And with that, that's a wrap on this Christmas guide episode, Chris. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you found something for any teenager, no matter what they like or what they're looking for. And we hope you'll subscribe so you don't miss the next two Christmas episodes that we have coming up, because they're going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're following us on social media and share this with a friend. If they kind of feel stuck on, I don't know what to get my teenager this season, maybe they'll find a good idea out of the Teen Life podcast and even keep listening with you. And with that, we will see you next week.